The Lord be with you.
And with
your A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus came down with the 12 and stood on a stretch of level ground with a great crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people from all of Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon. And raising his eyes towards the disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when the people hate you, and when they exclude and insult you, and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. For their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. Woe to those who are rich, and for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you who all speak well of you, and their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way." The Gospel of the Lord.
There are some weekends when we don't have enough priests, and there are some weekends when we have abundance. We are grateful to have both Father Bala and Father Kreider here with us this weekend, helping out with the masses. So thank you, Fathers, for being here with us. If you've ever been to the top of a mountain, then you know the feeling when you get there. It's a feeling sometimes of being powerful. You see beauty. The world is seemingly all around you. You feel close to God. God speaks to us from the mountain of beatitude, and to teach us a beautiful lesson. Your reward will be great in heaven. Heaven is our goal. It's our desire. You are meant and have been created for heaven. So on this earth, we have to live as children of God, children of the light. We have to be good, love others, give of our possessions, of our lives, of our time. We teach and serve and proclaim the truth. Blessed are you when you live with the mind and heart of God. Whenever I think of Blessed Stanley Rother, I think this is a man who lived that way. He lived his life with the Beatitudes on his mind and heart. The recent beatification of Blessed Stanley Rother, I know, reminds us that we are called to this kind of love, this deeper love and service. We'll soon have a saint in our midst from Oklahoma. Wow. He's an example to emulate, and his example calls us to fully embrace a life of service to the church, a life of discipleship, missionary discipleship. So in response to this call, following years of prayer and planning, we're embarking on our first ever capital campaign throughout the Archdiocese of Oklahoma City. Maybe you've heard of it. You've heard the name, certainly, One Church, Many Disciples. This campaign seeks to raise a challenge goal of $80 million throughout the Archdiocese. It's an opportunity to meet local needs, parish needs, to honor Blessed Stanley Rother with a beautiful and fitting shrine, and fund shared ministries focused on the new evangelization, faith formation, and Hispanic ministry throughout the Archdiocese. Today, St. Joseph's Parish joins 31 other parishes as the fourth and final group to participate in the One Church, Many Disciples campaign. So I'm excited as a pastor to tell you about it. I'd like to show you a brief video that will highlight how the money of this campaign will be used throughout the Archdiocese. There are several areas where the money for the campaign will be affecting the Archdiocese. One of them is to build a beautiful shrine to Blessed Father Rother. This shrine will be something that many people throughout, for many years, will be able to visit, for us to be able to have large diocesan events like ordinations. It'll be a place for people to be able to come from all over the world to be able to pray at the shrine near the body of Blessed Stanley Rother, who will be enshrined in the church. And so it's a wonderful opportunity as an archdiocese for us to not only be a part of that historic building of this shrine, but for us for years to come to be able to go and pray and bring our intentions and our prayers to Blessed Stanley Rother. So it's a major part of the campaign and covers about half of the money that will be collected from the campaign, close to a $40 million project. But it's not the only thing. So one of the beautiful things that we'll be able to do with the money that's coming to the Archdiocese is to help fund many projects and areas of the Archdiocese that are part of our everyday life. So the Seminarian Fund is one of the things that it will cover. Our seminarians, we have 23 of them today. We hope that we'll have 50 someday, but it's not cheap to educate a seminarian, to become a priest. And so we'll be setting up a fund to help with seminarian education and also vocational awareness. But also Catholic schools. We have 23 Catholic schools in the Archdiocese, and we want to make sure we continue to support them and also make way for the building of more schools, maybe in the future. Youth ministry, young adult ministry, and campus ministry has seen tremendous growth over the last few years in the Archdiocese. We want to continue to encourage that growth, and so but they're setting up a $1 million fund for further programs and to help with that. And then finally, adult faith formation and discipleship, which is something we've experienced here at St. Joseph in a beautiful way through our discipleship groups, but other ways to continue to spread the faith in the Archdiocese. Also, the Archdiocese has created a fund and has raised money to renovate Our Lady's Cathedral in Oklahoma City. And actually, that money has already been raised in full, and that renovation will start just after Easter. And so we'll be able to renovate our beautiful cathedral in downtown Oklahoma City and have that continue to be a beacon of prayer and blessing for us for years and years to come. And then one day, we might want to retire priests, although we're going to work, I think, until we die, but that's okay. But they are going to set up a retirement fund a fund for priest retirement to help continue to fund those needs that come every single day for our priests who have given so many years of service to the Archdiocese. One of the things, too, that is a part of this is that parishes will be receiving money back from what they raise. The goal of St. Joseph's parish here is to raise $1,025,000. In pledges payable over 5 years. 20% of funds raised up to this goal will be returned to provide for new projects, including renovations to our old school building. And so what will happen is whatever we raise up to our goal, we'll get 20% of that money back. If we raise all $1,025,000, we'll receive $205,000 back to go into a project to renovate and bring back to life, if you will, the old school building. So we like to use it for faith formation, for fellowship, for a lot of different things that our church needs and we would like to use it for. We don't want that building to just remain empty. We want to bring it back to life so that we can use it for parish needs. And so we're going to use the money to renovate that and bring it back to life, if you will. Whatever we raise over our goal, any money we raise over our goal, we get 50% of that back to the parish to continue to do projects and the things we need for St. Joseph's. Already, many generous families have stepped forward here at St. Joseph's to support this historic project, and I'm so grateful for them. And I'm happy to report that thanks to this early generosity, we have already raised nearly $200,000, which puts us at about 20% of our goal. And so we've just started. We've only been doing this for about 2.5 weeks. So thank you very much for those who have already helped us. There's still more work to be done, obviously, so I ask that you please keep an open mind and heart to learn more about the One Church, Many Disciples campaign in the coming weeks. We have a dedicated team of volunteers who are assisting me in the effort to raise the money, and many of them will be reaching out to families here in the parish to share more information about this campaign and how you can help, how you can participate. But we also need help. If you are interested in knowing more about how you can volunteer and be a part of this effort at St. Joseph's, I encourage you to fill out a form which is in the vestibule just to the left when you're leaving. You can sign your name and give some information. We'll reach out to you this coming week, and we can explain to you and talk to you about how you might be able to participate. Also this week, we're going to begin praying the campaign prayer at Mass. We'll do that in place of the sacred purpose statement we've been using for many months here at St. Joseph's. So we'll just pray that prayer through the campaign through the end of May. And I'll be in the back of church after Mass. If you have any questions initially, I'm excited to answer them. And if you're ready to participate, I'm excited to sit down with you and see how you can do that. Thank you very much for your attention this evening. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.